Good morning, good morning. Welcome to my podcast where I say what I want. And today I'm just going to be doing an update to what's been going on with me. I last left off where I spoke about how I got my app on Google and stuff like that. And the goal still is to go for my app being on the iPhone, Apple. But I gotta take a pause for a minute, and I have to re-up on my inventory, and I got a few personal things I need to work on that needs my attention. So once I get that out of the way, I'm gonna be going full force with getting this app up and ready and running so you guys can enjoy it. But I'm still on Google and I'm doing well. You know, business is up and down. Okay, so everything is good so far. Just got a few things going on in my personal life that I need to work on. I haven't took a break from my business 'cause that's not what I do, but I have my attention have shifted. Like I said, I got a few personal things I need to work on. And once I get that out the way, then I'm gonna go back to being full force on my business. So other than that, I'm doing the e-learning with the kids, me and their dad, getting the e-learning out the way. And that's going okay. You know, getting the homework and making sure all the schedules is good. So I seen this post. Well, not post. Yeah, it was a post. It was a post on Facebook. And it was saying, how do you get a job and you just mess everything up? Like, I'm gonna go back to it and I'm gonna put it in there so y'all can hear it. It was funny. 'Cause he said, how do you get, he was talking about Trump. He said, how do you get a job and you just screw everything up? And that's real funny because I seen a like a ad out. It's like you ride past and you see an ad on the on a billboard or whatever. And it said, keep America great. And I'm just wondering, in my mind, how did he keep America great? What did he do for America? Let's see. So, what he did was, he gave us one check. That was only enough to cover somebody's rent. We haven't seen another check. Okay. Then he downplayed the pandemic. He already knew it was bad, but he downplayed the situation, and a lot of people died. A lot of people, loved ones, got sick and died, including one of mine. One of my loved ones got sick and died. Okay. He supported hatred and divided the country. I wonder, how is he keeping America great? What's so great? You know, what did he do so great? You know, I hope that they don't vote him back in. I mean, well, not back in because he still is in, but I hope he don't get reelected. But it seemed to me like people will put him back in, you know, keep him in office because it's a lot of hateful people out there in the world. I was speaking to a friend of mine and I was telling her how the minute he got in office, how I started receiving hatred, like I was getting a load and stuff like that. And this lady came up to me. She said, "What you doing over here?" And I looked at her. And I said, what? And she, I guess by my demeanor, she could tell that I was, getting ignorant. It was about to be ignorant. Like she didn't want what was next after that. So she got the hell on. But, he made people, it's a lot of hateful people in the world, and he made them comfortable to show, to he made them comfortable to be just flat out hateful to people. He made it okay for you to show racism. He made people feel comfortable to where they just, just doing the most out there. When before, when Obama was in office, none of that was going on. Now, I'm not saying Obama is the savior, but I like the guy. I like him, and he was well respected, and he still is well respected. People, I think, respect more of what he have to say than when Trump opened his lying mouth, 'cause he says things and then say he was just playing when we all know he was for real. We all know he for real about what he's saying. And people gotta go behind him and do a fact check and all of that, and he just don't care. He don't mind being racist to whoever and whenever. And I actually can't believe that, you have black people that support him. How could you support a person that don't like you? How could you support that? He's never told the truth about nothing since he been in office. He reminds me of a child. How they always be like, me, mine. And we're doing this better than this person, or we're doing this better than they are. Just the way that he talk is just, ooh. Lord Jesus, take the wheel. I hope they don't put him back in office. But there's so much hatred in the world that they just might. And who knows what he doing in office, what he up in there undoing. He just don't care. World just burning up around him, and he just content with that. He feel like he keeping it great. I don't know what he keeping great. He's causing division amongst the people. And how in the world could you know that there are people? And he wonder why people out there looting. You haven't gave out a check to support the people at all. I mean, what do he think? The people that can't work, they just gonna sit and be in need? No, people got bills to pay. They got kids to feed. They gonna get out there and do what they got to do. I can't believe that they haven't sent any help out. They haven't did anything to help the people. They supposed to been sent out a check. It's, coming close to election time. They still ain't did nothing. And people looking for a vaccine, I won't be taking it, and my kids not taking it, 'cause I don't trust them. Don't trust the government whatsoever. I'm not gonna put my kids and my family in a bad position. I don't even take the flu shots. You can't trust them to do nothing. Or did people forget how they gave them Africans medicine? They gave them Africans medicine. At first, they was like, "We ain't taking that. We not about to be y'all guinea pigs." And then the next thing you know, I guess they, had their backs against the wall and felt like they didn't have no other choice. So whoop-de-doo, they took the medicine, and all everybody that took it died. Like, I'm not taking that crap. And I'm not finna allow my kids to take it. And then I've been seeing on Facebook where they're saying you can get, now this may don't, fact, it's not facts. It's not written in stone. But they're saying if you don't take the vaccine, you can get fined or you can get fined or go to jail. Well, I'll see y'all in jail. 'Cause to me, I don't care about jail or no damn fine. You should have a choice to take medication if you want to. That's your choice. If that medication, if you take it and it worked for you, then good. I ain't taking it, and my kid's not taking it. Can't trust them. If you can't trust them to fix the bad and the negativity that's going on in the world, especially the fact that he, who knows what else he hiding from us. We don't know the truth about anything. He hasn't been honest about anything that's going on. He downplayed the whole situation, and a lot of people died from it. People could have been getting prepared, and they could have started putting things in place in advance when he first found out. They should have started saying something. They, I guess, we had to see it on Facebook. We seen it on the internet before they was actually telling us about anything. We seen how, other places was, we didn't even know this, other places was sick. We didn't even know this was going on. He knew way, I'm sure. And I said that a long time ago before it even came out that he knew. I'm quite sure he knew what was going on in advance, and he had enough time to do something about it, but he didn't. He should be held responsible for that. And if we can't trust them, if we can't trust the government to do something about the racism and do something about the police killing us black and brown people, why the hell would I trust them to give us some medicine? And I'm going off their actions from what they showed us. We can't trust them. So why the hell would I trust them with medication? Let alone I'm gonna give it to my precious, my kids, and whomever else I love. It's just a lot. 2020 has, the most that happened in 2020. Was definitely the most that happened in 2020. I hope that I have a better year. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to my business booming so good. I'll be glad when they do something about this pandemic, though. I will be glad about that, when they find a resolution. But I'm not gonna be taking no medication, though. Now, I know that for certain. Shoot. Not happening. But you let me know in 2020 what's been going on in your life, and how your 2020 been, what you've been up to, and what are some of the challenges that you face. That I think that's very Interesting, very important. You know, what are some of the things that we had to go through? The challenges and what resolutions have you came to fix your challenges, or maybe you still going through them? You know, I was listening to some on TikTok where they were saying you don't get to. She was, they were saying you gotta get dirty to enjoy. I think I'm gonna put that on here too. I'm gonna put that on here too so you guys can hear it. You know, because I think that's important. I don't think that I could describe it, you know, like they can describe it. I think you have to hear it for yourself. I mean, it was a powerful message for me. It was, you know, I felt like it had some truth to it, you know. I do. I feel like it rang some bells for me. Because that's true. You know, I've been going through the most, and I've been striving to, you know, still do good and, you know, be good. And I've been going through the most 2020. I'm sure I'm not the only one that didn't experience some hardship in 2020 or went through some things, baby. Just things in general that you just gotta talk to the man upstairs. I done been through some things this year. And talking to the man upstairs, you know, he didn't got me through. But you know, I love you guys and I hope that y'all day is good and productive. I hope y'all in a healthy mindset. You know, 'cause I've been keeping myself good. You know, I'm in a healthy mindset. I'm happy. I'm still going through some things, but you know, I got the man upstairs. He working hard for me. I'm a work in progress. So he ain't done with me yet, y'all. So let me know. Talk to me now. Till next time.